Case on News Time 809. Another check of emergency triple team traffic, and this is, what, North Utah County? Any Farnsworth?
Yeah, it was a crash on I-15 near 2100 North Lehigh. They have reopened all the lanes. They just did that a little bit ago. Now we're going to see how long it takes these slowdowns to clear out, which start about halfway between 500 East and Pioneer Crossing in American Fork. Redwood Road's had some troubles going up through Saratoga Springs and joining up in the Lehigh. And then, of course, you've got backups near 2100 North on Redwood Road as well. SR-92 heading over towards the freeway. Some pretty thick delays from 12th East all the way over almost to the freeway, although it breaks up before you get there, Eric Butler.
For I-15 travelers northbound in Salt Lake County, delays have been fairly minimal this morning. Right now, you've got a little bit of slowdown in Sandy, about 106 South, and then further north as you move past the South 215 interchange, heading up towards 4500 South in Murray. And then you've got a little bit of southbound slowing as well now as you go past the South interchange into Midvale. Heather?
Things are very slow now. Southbound I-15 between Woods Cross and the 6 North exit in Salt Lake City. In fact, we're coming to a stop in many of the lanes right around Beck Street, so that's going to take you extra few minutes to get through. No problems, though, now on the west side belt, I-215 between Legacy and I-80 West. Don't miss the Industrial and Construction Trade Show November 8th and 9th at the Southtown Expo Center. See what's new, compare products and services, plus win great prizes. The Industrial and Construction Trade Show. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.